everyone. It is Thursday, December 1st. It's the first Thursday of the month. Bruce Guthrie is here from the Chamber of Commerce. We're going to catch up on every great thing that's happening with the Chamber of Commerce. And boy, there's a lot of good stories to tell. We're also going to announce today the new inductees into the Business Hall of Fame, the Chamber of Commerce Business Hall of Fame. Inductees have been announced. So here we go. Bruce Guthrie, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I am superty duperty.
It's a great
day. As Barney would say,
it is a great day.
Let's talk about these inductees into the Business Hall of Fame. Carl W. Richards will be inducted posthumously, and C. David Nissen will be inducted. And you've given me a great bio, but what can you tell me about these great men?
Well, it amazes me every year. That we get these great candidates, and I'm learning more and more about, especially about the people that are already in the Hall of Fame, and what all of the wonderful things that this community has and what these leaders have done in the business community is amazing. And I really learned a lot about Carl Richards, Richards Electric. I went out there a few weeks ago, Mary, and I was amazed at what they do. I don't think a lot of people know what they do. They're kind of a quiet company, but they build things all over the world. They've created some great electrical products that are unique, and it's a wonderful company that Carl built from the ground up. And so it's so interesting to read these honorees. Story.
Yeah, because Carl Richards, you know, he's just a guy that, you know, he didn't go to Harvard. He just knew how to fix things. So he had this little motor repair shop with he and his wife, and they turned it into a business that employs more than 40 people. But he had that ingenuity that, hey, how's this work, and how can I make a better one? And now Richards Electric Motors are all over the world.
And, you know, what he started, and he was kind of a no-nonsense, kind of a really quiet guy, but talking to the people out there and the president now who owns the company, he created this atmosphere of culture of being creative, being able to solve a problem. And they've done that so many times with so many different creative elements. And they do panels, electrical panels for huge buildings across the country. They work real closely with Hollister Whitney. They've developed a piece of equipment for Hollister Whitney that used to be made in South Korea that they're making now here. They created this from scratch. They showed me, Mary, they could tell me an interesting story. They got asked a few years ago by a huge dredging company that dredges, I forget where we're at, out east somewhere. And they go, we use diesel, and that's so expensive. Can you guys help us? They created an electrical engine, electrical process for the dredgers. It's almost like I said, is it like a big power cord? He goes, yeah. And he said, that has saved them so much money. So he's done that. They've done that for several different dredging corporations. It's an amazing story. Because they just created it. There wasn't anything on the shelf for that. They created that.
It's hard to think of an electrical cord on a dredge. But, hey, if you're close enough to shore, why not? It's a lot cheaper and a lot more environmentally friendly.
Exactly.
Than diesel. You know, and these business owners also are honored because they've given to our community. The first and foremost thing they gave to our community was their ingenuity and their brain power. But they also, you know, Richards Electric Motor has written a check to 40 families. They're living for 40 families all these years, you know, long after Mr. Carl Richards was passed away. So this is really great that the founder, owner, president, and he died in 2004, the chairman of the board, he was, of Richards Electric Motor Company, a little mom-and-pop shop that now is all over the world. And again, you're so lucky, Bruce, in your job, because you got to go inside Richards Electric Motor, and a lot of people that have lived in Quincy all their whole life, I remember my dad explaining to me one time, they don't repair the, like, if your light bulb's out, they don't do that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Dad, what did they do at Richards Electric Motor? Because one of our neighbors worked there. Do they make electricity? No, they don't make electricity. Do they make light bulbs? No, they don't make light bulbs. Do they fix the light bulb if it goes out? No, they don't do that. I remember when you told me they didn't do, but I can't remember.
Yeah, you learn all these things, and there's so many companies like that in Quincy. And the other thing that was really interesting is talking to these companies, Mary, is understanding their challenges today. How the world changed in COVID, staffing. We're talking about with them. It's always interesting to talk about supply. You don't think about this. He says, you know, we don't know what's going to be ready. We don't know what equipment's going to be ready for us. So we have to order and stock up. So our inventory gets, you know, inventory is so important with companies. And then he says, we might have to get a $50,000 piece of equipment, okay? Well, he might get one, and then all of a sudden, they might be planning budget-wise, inventory-wise, maybe to get three more in the next year, and all of a sudden the company goes up, we have two more. So we have to get them because we might need them. So he said it's a very – and I hear those stories all the time, and you don't think about that as your day-to-day life, what is going on with these major businesses. So it's been great for me to go through and visit companies, go through – you know, I went through Hollister Whitney a few weeks ago. It's amazing what they do. We have a lot of amazing companies in this town that do things all over the world.
Has Richards Electric Motors, since you were just there, and Mr. Richards is going to be, you know, inducted into the Chamber of Commerce Hall of Fame, have they had some of the employee issues that other companies have had?
You know,
we hear about NAPIDE a lot.
Yeah.
We hear about ADM a lot, Blessing Hospital a lot. Has Richards Electric Motor been hit with a – do they have a serious need for more employees, or is there – skill kind of okay?
They're in pretty good shape.
Okay.
I asked him, it's really interesting because he said, we have a lot of employees been with us for years.
Oh, yeah.
And they must take care of them, if you take care of them. And he said, we've done pretty well. Of course, we always have, you know, some openings, but we've really done really well in that regard. So that was really interesting. But every time I talk to a company that maybe doesn't have some of the other challenges, they take care of them. You know, they do the extra things. They pay a little more, you know, because turnover is so expensive. And but he said we've done really well in that regard. And they've expanded. You know, they're now in Schneiderman Park area, and they've expanded, just built a brand new area in the back so they can get bigger equipment in. It's amazing, the equipment. And you don't think about it, what these huge companies and different businesses do. And also, they've gotten creative when COVID and everything hit, on how to do new things to make their business successful. I'll give you another example. He was showing me how they did I think through some grain companies across the country, huge companies that have trucks coming in, delivering grain, but raw materials or anything, and how a company called and said, hey, they come up, we have to weigh them, they have to get out and get a ticket, and then they have to come back in, and they want to. So they created a weighing system, an electrical system that will scan the truck. Truck driver never gets out of the car, out of the truck. Scans it. They go across. They get another ticket sent to them. It's all done electronic. And so he's created another business in that regard, and he sells that equipment across the country. But they come to him with a challenge, a problem, and they create a solution, which makes companies so much more successful because they're able to really branch out. They're just not like, hey, we just do this, you know. We're going to try to solve your problem, and they're quiet. He goes, we're a quiet company out here. You don't really, Richard's a lot, but he says we do a lot of things across the world. So that was very interesting.
Well, I'm glad that they're getting in the spotlight with Mr. Carl Richards, the founder, who passed away in 2004, being inducted into the Chamber of Commerce Hall of Fame. And of course, if he'd have been a better publicist, you know, he probably would have been earlier. But the quiet company, like you said, now a politician. He wasn't a quiet guy. He's not a quiet guy. We know him. We love him. He's C. David Nissen. He's also going into the Chamber of Commerce Hall of Fame. Of course, in addition to his role as our mayor, he also developed the family business Metal Fabricators. And, you know, they're a major employer in our town. But the boy mayor, as people called him. C. David Nissen was first elected to the Adams County Board in 1972 at the age of only 26, and in 1977 he became mayor of the city of Quincy. He was only 31 years old. After he was mayor, he served 2 years as president of the school board, and then he and Chuck Schultz, you know, political rivals in many ways, but wanting the best for Quincy, they were chairman of the Quincy Next Strategic Plan. And C. David was on my show almost monthly, like you are, back when the strategic plan was being put together, talking about parts of it. So let's talk about C. David Nissen at the Hall of Fame, because, again, obviously Quincy Metal Fabricators is why the Chamber of Commerce, you know, is recognizing him, but his public service also is going to be recognized as well.
Well, it's part of not only his public service did a lot for businesses, and I didn't realize a lot of this until I got to talk to him more and get to read his bio and get to hear more information on him. I mean, he he got involved in a lot of helping try to, of course, back in the day, trying to save some businesses to stay here. The whole situation, I think, with Motorola and some areas trying to get to try to fill these buildings. He was very influential in development of the Gretiff. He helped create Gretiff. And
the district downtown.
And the district, which is exactly.
He saw that the downtowns were failing, and everybody was having a mall, and a mall is a wonderful thing. But you have to keep what you already have afloat, too. So it's just, it has been, you know. See, David Nissen, at the time that he served, there were a lot of problems. And because of his youth, I think, he had maybe a different mindset. He was definitely not, we've always done it this way, because he was too young to figure it out how they'd always done it. He had to think of something new.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? I think what he did, and I didn't realize he was that young. Of course, I wasn't around during this time period. I didn't realize he was that young. 26 and 30, that's amazing. But to do all of these things, he faced some real challenges there, and creating the industrial park, helping with that. Working, you know, you said something about working with Chuck Schultz. What I've really noticed when I came coming back to Quincy, I've been really impressed with C. David and Chuck have really done a lot of things together and helped when Kyle Moore was the mayor, and even Mayor Trump, Riverfront, strategic plan. They've worked together on it, even though the politics issue, and which is, as you know, that's the only way we're going to get things done, and especially locally. I don't care for the R&D locally. I think it should be all of us together. I get that. But C. David has got an amazing history, not only starting the Quincy Metal Fabrication, but also what he's done as mayor to help the business community.
The thing I love the most about C. David is that his name is C. David. You know, anybody else would just say, hi, I'm Dave Nissen, but he is C. David Nissen, and he's C. David. So these are great people that are going to be inducted into our Chamber of Commerce Hall of Fame. They're being announced today. The Hall of Fame induction is Wednesday, January 18th at 11:30 at the Civic Center. They started this back in 2006, and it would really behoove you, newcomers to Quincy or youngins, find out who made our town. And these people in the Quincy Area Chamber Business Hall of Fame are those who have made our town what it is today, and hopefully will continue to work hard to continue to make our town what it will be tomorrow. We're going to take a real quick break when we come back. I know we got lots of other stuff to talk about the Chamber of Commerce. Unfortunately, we just announced this morning that Bed Bath & Beyond is leaving. Target's coming in. It seems like one step up, two steps back. Sometimes that's the way it seems. We'll talk with Bruce Guthrie, the director of the Quincy Area Chamber of Commerce, about that in just a moment. Bruce Guthrie is my guest today. We've just talked about the fact that Carl W. Richards, the founder of Richards Electric Motor, and C. David Nissen, one of the founders of Quincy Metal Fabricators and former mayor of Quincy, will be inducted into the Chamber of Commerce Hall of Fame. What other great things are happening? Chamber Bucks. This is a great way to give people a gift card that they can use at a variety of businesses. You know, sometimes you don't know their favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about the Chamber Bucks program.
We
it's
do
new and improved.
It's new and improved. It's changed last year. It's all online now. You go online and you go to quincychamber.org and you find the Chamber Bucks on the drop down. You go there and you order your card online. You can, at different denominations, you can send it to somebody, directly to Mary Griffin, whoever.
Send it to me.
And they can use it, and it could be on your phone. Then you could check your account, how much is left on it. It's all done that way. It's not the paper that we've had in the past. We had to go away from that. It was, we had a lot of those paper gift certificates out in the community still, several thousands of dollars. And so our accountants and everybody were like, wait a minute, we got to get a handle on this. So we kind of changed over to this new program. But it's much more efficient. It's much more efficient from a administrative to keep track of it all. A business doesn't have to bring their certificates back into our office. We write them a check and do all this. It's just you purchase it, and when you go there, it's just on their POS system. And it also lists the restaurants or the businesses that take those online. So,
and you can get them in any denomination. So if you want it in a $50 denomination, or if somebody you think their friendship is worth $32.98, I guess you could do that too. So Chamber Bucks still exist. What are some of the high points and some of the highlights that you want to bring up? Because, so much good is happening in our community. We have a bad day today, like Bed Bath & Beyond closing, and I think we all knew that was inevitable. That's a nationwide chain that they're having problems. Yesterday, we had $70,000 being given by the Rotary Club of Hannibal to, for their downtown pavilion on the riverfront. So every time there's a bad news story, it seems there's a good news story. And, of course, Target is the best news story of all for 2023. But what kinds of things are happening that the Chamber's involved in now?
Well, I think that's a great thing to bring up. The Bed Bath & Beyond, I think people need to understand.
Because Quincy.
Yes, and I get that. People, well, that's another Quincy, terrible Quincy. It's not Quincy. Those companies are large corporations that there's a lot more that goes into that. It's not because of the Quincy store. The Quincy store is doing fine. It's a corporate decision. So, I think people get too caught up in that. I think we need to look at the positive, and that's one of the big things the Chamber is going to do a better job of going into 2023. We're going to tell the positive and more of the stories of the great things that are going on in the community. And one of them you're talking about is Broadway. Broadway is amazing what's going to be happening. Think about Broadway when you're talking about Target. And I think, again, I had somebody in a breakfast this morning still concerned what the big deal is at Target. It's big, folks. That Target will bring in a wide variety of the community from several hundreds of miles that'll come in. I don't know how many people go to, my wife goes to Wentzville, you know, a couple times a month. I mean, Target is huge. Not only will they come to Target and shop, Mary, they will do other things.
Yeah, it's not just Target. I mean, let's face it, Target, come on. I mean, it's just Target. Yes, I like their stuff too. Their clothes this year are ugly. I'm just going to go on record as saying, bleh. But, you know, Target has great stuff. Okay, Target has great stuff. But so do a lot of places. But here's the deal. I don't go to Target purposely. If I'm in St. Louis or I'm in Springfield, I'll say, hey, we don't have a Target in Quincy. Let's just see what's happening. But now people who live in Pittsfield, people who live in Macomb, people who live in Hannibal, they're not going to maybe go to the Target in Springfield or St. Louis. They're going to come to the Target in Quincy. And guess what? While they're here, they're going to eat in our restaurants. They're going to shop at another place because Target didn't have it, but maybe Walmart does. Or, you know, we have to remember that you've got to get people into your community. And that's what Target's going to do. And unfortunately, that's what Bed Bath & Beyond did. I mean, that brought people in because there wasn't a store like that anywhere between Springfield and St. Louis or up, you know. So, but that's a nationwide chain that's struggling. That had nothing to do with Quincy. And maybe that box will be filled pretty quickly. Who knows? That Bed Bath & Beyond box could be filled.
I think what's happened too, Mary, with the Target coming here, it's made a lot of other companies open their eyes. And when you
30th and Broadway has suddenly become Revision. It's like only six blocks away from Target.
Yeah, look what that's done down there at 30th and Broadway with the Planet Fitness coming in and all the construction there. And other companies are going, okay, Target's there. We've gotten several phone calls the mayor and Greta has. But one thing I really want to give, because I think it popped up this week at City Council and different comments about the food and beverage tax. That's what got these companies here, folks. Food and beverage tax got Target. That's the dollars that we created to be able to go after these companies. And it's very important. And I'm a supporter of that. And I think that's really important to know that's what helped create $1 million to get Target, basically, with the sales tax and everything. So
it's very difficult for people to understand that. I'm one of those thick-headed people that sees tax and just my eyeballs turn red.
Yep.
But here's the thing, Quincyans. Here's what you have to remember. We love all of our neighbors. But all of our neighbors that come here drive on our streets. They use our fire protection. They use our police and ambulance protection. They go to our parks. They use our water system. I mean, they flush the toilet when they're here. Okay, our property taxes are paying for all that, not them. The only way we can get them to pay anything is sales tax and food and beverage tax. I don't want to pay food and beverage tax as a citizen of Quincy. But trust me, for every penny I put in, somebody from out of town is putting in two. So, you know, I wish I had somebody to help me with my property tax. I wish I could call somebody in Hannibal, Payson, and Carthage and say, hey, you know, my property tax is too high this year. The next time you drive into Quincy, you're going to have a chip on your car, and it's going to register that you're visiting, and I'm going to get you to help me with my property tax. Well, it's not going to happen. But the next time they come to Quincy and buy any food or drink any beverage, they're going to pay that tax. And that is helpful. I don't want to pay it either, but I'm not the only one paying it. And people who use our services, this is a better way for them to actually pay for our services.
It's a usage tax. So if you don't eat, or drink in Quincy, you're not going to. I get it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But 40% of this tax is coming from outside of Quincy. I don't like tax either, but we need to do things to invest in our community that hopefully that is going to expand our sales tax and other income, which is going to help us hopefully keep our property tax and everything else at an acceptable level. We have to invest in our community. We can do both, Mary. We can fix streets and we can still do this. That food and beverage tax, I could go on and on about what it's financed, and I get it. I don't like tax. You're right, but man, we have to now because other cities are being aggressive. We have to be aggressive and recruit. Listen, we're paying $5,000 to get somebody to come in to be employed here. I know that people get up. I know other cities are paying $10,000. We're like a college football program. We're recruiting. We want the best. We want people here. So we've got to be aggressive, and we can do both, Mary. I think we can do both. We could, hey, Broadway, I'm mad, we got all these new stores, new things happening on Broadway. We need to get Broadway Road fixed. Now, that's a state, and we've been screaming at them to get going on that. But I know we can do all of this. So I'm just really excited about Broadway and everything that's going on. Downtown, the new businesses, we're getting calls, every day for new business or coming to town or thinking about coming to town or working on developing it. And that's really important, and that's what our chamber is to do, is to help those businesses succeed. Successful businesses makes for a great community.
This is so very true. Bruce Guthrie is my guest today with the Quincy Area Chamber of Commerce. And, the rising tide lifts all boats. Now, there are some problematic areas, too, and we don't want to turn a blind eye to those. But, it's like everything else. You only fix something once you notice it, and then you have to put some effort into it. So speaking of putting effort into something, Mary Griffith's going to put some effort in. I know it's shocking. Bruce, you're sitting there with your mouth wide open.
I'm like, what?
Mary's doing something? I don't know if you caught that on his microphone, but Bruce Guthrie just said I was right as we came back on from commercial break.
Wow, so news.
You were probably
news.
Listening to Fleetwood Mac and weren't paying any attention to that. Bruce and I have had a lively discussion during the commercial break, and we have solved almost all of the problems of the world. You mentioned the food and beverage tax, and a lot of people are irritated about that because they have to pay it.
Uh-huh.
And, if I'm in Quincy, I have to pay it. I don't care if 40% of it's paid by outsiders. I still have to pay it. Another weird tax, and this is why Quincy is getting all this money while we're staying afloat, because, property tax is, it's going up, but it's not going to, is this gambling tax. Now, again, this could be a vice. I don't think anybody's jumping up and down. But, by golly, we have over 80 casino gaming stations, places with, if you take 8 times 4 or 5 or 6, we have, say, 500 slot machines, 400 slot machines in the city of Quincy. And that is just, that's just a continual rolling into the city treasury. Now, a lot of people, will talk about gambling, and, I'm not here to debate that. That's already been decided. But there's a weird tax. Again, nobody forces you to pay. You don't have to play. But there's a weird tax that's really helping the city. And a lot of people are coming here from out of town to play those machines. So how does a Chamber of Commerce stand on something like that? Or do you take a stance on something like that?
Well, a stance of, and I've had the same questions about the cannabis that's come.
I mean, prostitution is going to be next. I mean, we've got liquor, we've got cigarettes,
we've
got cannabis, we've got gambling. I mean, how far down the field can prostitution
be?
It's
it's amazing. I'm amazed on the numbers from what the city is getting from the gambling, and the cannabis numbers are like double. Well, we saw what Missouri just did. Missouri just approved recreational cannabis. And of course, they're going to have much lower taxes on it compared to Illinois, so that'll be interesting.
It'll be interesting to see if our state government reacts to the fact that, because, again, I always say buy local, shop local until it's time. I'm in Hannibal, it's time to fill up my gas tank. Then
yes.
I go out there as much as I can,
Yep.
I don't make a trip over there for it, but if I'm there. So it's interesting. If we can try to keep our tax base in line with Missouri's, and we know we're over them on gasoline tax. We know we're over them on cannabis tax. They don't have gaming like we do, so it doesn't really matter, at this point, we're the only game in town. Ha ha. But taxation is a strange thing because from a Chamber of Commerce point of view, I'm sure in a way you're for as little taxation as humanly possible. But if we have to tax, let's make sure it goes to some good.
Well, exactly, and I think that's one of the things about the food and beverage tax. I think it was made very clear from day one in discussions with the major restaurants and everybody who said, okay, you know, we want that to go to things that help develop more people to come to Quincy, more events, more activities, not go to pension or something else. It needs to be designated to go to these type of projects. And, you know, it's funny you say where we're located at, we're right across the river, so there's a lot of comparisons or a lot of discussion about Missouri. And if a business is going to start their business here, start it over in Missouri, live in Missouri, not live in Missouri, the game, so our gas and all this stuff. So it's very interesting here in Quincy being right here on this border.
And now the University of Missouri has announced they're going to try to get more kids from Illinois to go to Missouri, which, frankly, it's always shocked me. More kids from this area go to Mizzou than go to Illinois. So, again, I don't understand. The in-state tuition you would think would be a pull, but Mizzou is a big pull, and now they're going to make it even more. And one thing that irks me, and I've said it to Mr. Elby, and he'll be gone pretty soon, I can say to the new guy, why are we giving people that live in Missouri in-state tuition to John Wood? Man, my tax dollars are paying for John Wood. Let Missouri pay for that. But
great question.
Those kids come over here, they get trained here, and guess what? They might get a job in a factory here, and they might buy a house here. So I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm irritated. I'm an old woman. I'm irritated by everything. But, you know, there is a reason sometimes why public officials do things that we think are, like, on the surface don't seem so wise. Because it's like you said, you got to recruit, you got to build, you got to get that little carrot there so the bunny will come to your little hutch.
It's a different world. You're just not sitting back and people are coming here and businesses are coming here. You got to be aggressive and you got to sell yourself. See, in the city of Quincy, they don't have that capability. They don't have a department. That's what Gretiff, that's what mainly does. Kyle, they've done a great job with it because they can do that and do it with it a lot more efficiently.
I think that was the smartest thing. And back to C. David Disson and others, you've got to get politics out of it. Now, if they're smart, they'll still let the mayor be the one that cuts the ribbon and, because that guy's got to get reelected, him or her. You kind of let them have a little bit of the glory, but you hide yourself from the press. Not that you can't let everybody know everything or you won't have anything. I mean, the press will want to know.
Well, that's
you know, and you've got to be able to keep some negotiations.
Yes, you do.
If I said I was going to build, if I announced 4 years ago I wanted to build a Target in Quincy, you don't think everybody would be calling me with land? And if I had said, and I want to build it, you know where I want to build it? I want to build it at 36th and Broadway. Do you think I would have been able to get the land? Whoever owned that land would be like, really? That's exactly where you want to go?
And
well, guess what? It costs five times as much.
Exactly, and that's why it's so important it got brought out of city. Because the city, it's all public. You can't negotiate. There's so many times that Greta is bringing in companies. They bring companies every, you don't even know it. Because it's confidential, exactly what you said.
I know, I'm irritated that I don't know it. And I'm always yelling at you and Kyle, why don't you tell me anything? But you won't, and I understand.
It goes back to, I always remember the story of Walt Disney when he bought the land in Florida for Disney. He nobody knew it was him that bought all that land. Or, you know, what it would have been. It's exactly what you said about Target. Everything has to be confidential, and they do that all the time. They do that all the time with these business companies.
One of my girlfriends that graduated from high school here in Quincy, her job is to go around and buy land for a big box chain. That's all she does. She travels all over the United mm-hmm. States secretly. I mean, nobody knows who she is. And she goes and she just drives. First, she just drives around and says, this is where I think would be the best location. Then she does some scientific studies, whatever needs to be done. And then she goes in representing not them, but some real estate company that, you know, they don't have to know why. Give me an offer on my property. Heck, yes, I'll take it. So a lot of this, when it comes to business development, I tell you, it really is. There's a lot that goes into it, and everybody's competing. Like you said, there's nobody.
It's
why
competing.
Would anybody come to Quincy when they can get the same thing 50 miles away twice as much?
And so they're looking, what are you going to do for me? What are the benefits of coming to Quincy, Illinois? You know, and that's why it's important that we do the other things. We need to have great restaurants. We need to have a great park system. We need to have a riverfront development. We need to have a theater, good theater. We need to have culture. We need to have music. We need to have all of that. Good medical. So there's so many great things here in this community that we can sell. But that's what they have to do. Recruiters, you can talk to Blessing and QMG. You can imagine what that discussion is from recruiters. You know, when you come to Quincy, why do you want to live here? New schools. All of these things. So
And we're back to housing. I don't think we'll ever have a conversation. Yes. But again, you know, first of all, doctors used to be perceived as very wealthy. Now they come out of medical school with so much debt, they need a, you know, they're in an appliance box. You know, I'll let them live on my front yard in a tent. You know, that's how poor they are, at least the first year while they're trying to get their stuff. But it is true. We have a large need for housing at every end. And the city council is making some moves on some subdivisions. We just saw that happen on Monday night. In general, R or D, because we're very, very, very red. We had that discussion yesterday on the Mary Griffith Show, a very Democratic state, Republican local. Is the business climate here able to overcome the general tack against Illinois? You know, Illinois gets a really bad rap for business climate. But Bruce Guthrie, as far as the Quincy Chamber of Commerce, can what we do here, what we're doing here that has nothing to do with the state, can we overcome some of that and put like the rose on the top of that?
We sure can. We can put the rose. Quincy has, you know, we could discuss all that Chicago or the state of Illinois, the issues they've had. Yes, there's been companies have left. I think a lot of times, though the state hasn't promoted, there's been a lot of businesses have come to Illinois. Quincy is so unique. I've had a couple conversations with people who come back to Quincy after being gone, and they go, just like me. This place is so unique in so many ways, kind of on an island with a lot of great things that a lot of people don't understand or not seeing because they're a little close on what they're looking at, but we have a great city with a lot of opportunities and a lot of things, and we don't need to talk about the problems of the state or whatever that is. A lot of states have issues, but Quincy has so much more to offer, and we can go down that list all the time, but this is the place to start your business, raise your family, and create a career, and also be a great place to give back to the community and be a good community member.
Well, we're going to close on this. I think one of the things the Chamber of Commerce does, you have a lot of seminars and workshops because so many people, and I've seen it happen, they open a business, they have a great idea, but they don't advertise, they don't pick the right location. I mean, they really need help. And the Chamber of Commerce is there to really help people, you know, to really help people say, have you thought this all the way through? You have to have a business plan, not just for what am I going to do the first week, but how are you going to sustain this business for 2 years while you're growing it? And so if there are businesses out there or people that want to start a business or expand a business, you're a resource. They should call you.
Call us. We've developed a resource guide this past year that'll help you answer a lot of your questions, give you the people that you need to call. No, to put a sign up in certain areas in the city, you can only do it in certain ways. Who to call to ask about that? How to get your health certificate? How to get your electric turned on? What's the rules and regulations of the city? Call us. We can help you and relieve a lot of problems and headaches.
Okay, Quincy Area Chamber of Commerce, Bruce Guthrie. Thank you for the great update.
Thank you, Mary.